Hello and welcome to the preview call for Sales Telepathy. This is Kristen Byrice from Coaches Marketing Source, and I am here with Michelle Nere of Essential Message. And the two of us are going to be hosting a Sales Telepathy workshop in a couple weeks. We're here to talk about that and get some information and give you hopefully answer your questions. We're going to talk for a little bit here, have a conversation, answer some of the questions that you might already have in your heads, and then it's just going to be like 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for anybody who has questions, and then we're going to give you the recording at the end of the call so that if you want to review it, you have it there for your review. So first of all, let me welcome Michelle Nere. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Kristen.
Most of you, I think, who signed up for this call probably already know Michelle. But just very quickly, Michelle is the owner of EssentialMessage.com, and he helps people find their unique selling proposition, and it's kind of like totally on steroids, crazy nuts work that he does. And it's really cool because I've actually been working with him for the last few months and actually longer than that, probably about a half a year now or so. And
but it goes by so quickly, right, Kristen? You're enjoying yourself, so it feels like just a couple of months.
I'm so loving it. It is quick. And Michelle has actually, I've actually been learning from him, and I've been certified in the Essential Message. He's taught me so much about it. What's been fun is learning how to help people really look at what they're talking about in their business, how to talk about it, how to be clear about it, how to actually go out into the world, discuss what you do, and have people understand it, like, really quick. So it's amazing work. It's very self-evaluative work. I really personally learned a lot from just looking at, you know, who I am in my business and how to convey that to the rest of the world. So it's really fun, very exciting work, and I'm so excited that we are partnering up on this program here to help people out. So welcome to the call, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I'm really excited about the whole web conference, a web class that we're putting on together. I think it's fantastic. I don't know anybody else who's really doing something like this. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a video workshop. We're going to be online on video. We're going to see each other's faces, and it's going to be very fascinating. And you're right, I don't think anybody is doing this because I think everybody does the teleclass like we typically are used to. I think that it's very different to add the video in. So, Michelle, why don't you tell us a little bit about, I'm just going to go ahead and jump there because we're there. Tell us a little bit about why, when you came, you know, we were like, let's do this online, let's do it virtually, and you're like, how about video? And I'm like, okay, let's do video. So why was it that you were like, let's do it by video versus teleconference?
Okay, that is a little bit further for jumping ahead, but I think it's a good place to start, given that it's come up. And, you know, most teleclasses, when people are separated by distance, they go on a teleclass. And the problem, yes, I mean, it's great for the organizers because they could pack in a huge number of people, but it's very impersonal. It's usually just a format where the lecturers or the people hosting the call drone on and on for a while, and really people only have the stamina to put up with a teleclass for about an hour, hour and a half at the tops, at the most, and then you're left with implementing all of those great ideas that you got in the teleclass, but implementing it later. And I've been, as you know, Kristen, we've been using this technology for the web platform where we can have live video calls, and we've been using it for the certification classes, and it's been working out incredibly well. And so when I say the video calls, I know that maybe what some people are thinking of is that there's a video on me and everybody gets to see me, but if it were just that, it would be way better than a teleclass because at least you've got a visual. You could see facial expressions and all of that. It's just easier to make a connection with me. But it doesn't really help some of the other aspects. So what I've done is I've found a platform that really turns the web into a virtual classroom. So think about it, a virtual classroom, you turn around, you see your neighbor, you can have, you know, you talk to your neighbor, you work at your desk, you see that, you see the teacher, the person at the head of class, the person at the head of class sees you, you can raise your hand, you can screw up your face, and not raise your hand, but I'll see that. So it really is, it obviously it's not as good as live, but it is so much better than the traditional teleclass. And it gives you almost all the benefits of being there live, and of course with none of the inconvenience of having to travel and set aside all the extra time and expense that goes along with that. So I love this format. Now, of course, in order to do this and do this well, we have to limit the number of people. So we can't have thousands or hundreds of people on the call. And that's why the at least the classes that you've participated in, many of the ones that I do, I like to have smaller groups anyway because I like to have the personal attention. With fewer people, a small group, I mean, we're going to probably be somewhere between 5 and 10 in this group, maybe as much as 12, I don't know, but it's not so much that I can't spend individual time with everybody. So the format, we've got good 3 hours. And, of course, there will be breaks, just like in a live workshop. And it'll give you an opportunity to truly interact with me as well as with the other people on the call. So it's almost like a real networking event.
Well,
and we're going to have – sorry for cutting you off there, Kristen. But and we're going to have time so that you can work on your own business with your own challenges and your own issues and your own – things that you offer to your clients. And actually, by the end of it, I will show you how to, now we're going backwards, but by the end of it, you will have a sales letter that you can use. So it's, and I will help you craft that. So it's not just like we're leaving you to the dogs after the class.
Well, what's fun about the video classroom, as you said, we've been playing with this technology for a while. What's fun about it is that when I'm sitting in a class and I'm learning, I'm looking at my classmates and you can see when they get things, you can see when they don't, and I know personally when I'm sitting there going, not getting it, not that it's, you know, always fun, but Michelle, you can call me out on it and go, what are you not getting?
I can call you out, but also you can see, I can also see, I get that visual feedback as well. I can see when you're not getting it. I can see when people need more of an explanation. And it works the other way around. I mean, what's more wonderful than seeing the lights go off in someone, lights go on rather, in someone's eyes and the epiphanies, the aha moments, say, wow, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you just got it. So, you know,
and you
talk
can
about
see
it.
That. And when you see people's faces, you interact more, and you're more engaged in the learning. I find that when I'm on teleclasses and conferences like that, there's a lot of listening, but I'm looking at my computer screen, or I'm looking over here at a spiral notebook that I have, or I've got pen in my hand. You know, when
it's hard
I'm actually
to get your full focus on a teleclass.
Yeah, when I'm actually on video, it's like, oh, wait, they're watching me, you know? But I'm paying attention and I'm learning more because I am more focused on what's going on my screen with the people in the class with me, what you're doing in front of the class, what it is that is being presented. I can focus visually on something, and I'm a very visual person, and I can auditory hear it as well, and the more ways that we can get the information, the more we absorb it. As from a teaching perspective, as a former teacher, that's kind of the thing. The more we can get it, the more channels we can present the information, the more we absorb it.
Exactly. So it'll be fun.
Great opportunity
really
for that.
Looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
So okay, so let's go to what is sales telepathy.
Yeah, that's usually the first question that I get asked. You know, what's sales telepathy? Well, again, come on, am I really going to be able to read my client's mind? Well,
right.
The answer is no and yes. You won't be able to truly, I don't teach any extrasensory perception or anything like that, but I will tell you that by the end, you will be so in touch with your clients and what they need and what they're listening for and the things that they don't tell you about, but they're there, they're thinking about them at the back of their minds, and you'll be able to address those things that will absolutely feel like you are reading their minds. And I'll tell you how I came. I'll tell you how I came up with it. Okay, it's a funny story, and the story goes something like this. I mean, way back when I was running an ad agency, I was looking to hire a copywriter, and there was a freelance copywriter that I was working with, and I thought she was pretty good, and I thought she would make a good fit with the team. And I said, "Okay, do you want to join?" And she wasn't sure if she wanted to, you know, take on full-time employment. And she wasn't sure if she wanted to leave her freelance status. And we had a conversation about it. And, you know, the next day she called me and she said, "Okay, I'm in." And so we were working together. I think we were working together for a few months, at which point I brought up the subject of that conversation that we had. And I said, "You know, what was it that made you decide to join us and become a full-time employee?" And she told me, she said, "You remember that conversation that we had, the first one?" She said, "In the office, you know, in the afternoon." I said, "Oh, yeah, I remember." She said, "Well, I have to be honest with you, Michelle. It felt like you were reading my mind." I that's exactly the words out of her mouth.
Wow.
And it made me really stop and think about it. I said, "Well, what was it that I said? And what was going on in your mind that made you think this?" And so we kind of deconstructed that conversation, and I had a huge insight as a result of that. And the insight that I had was I realized that I actually had this subconscious process that I use for my conversation guides that I use all the time. And then I thought about it a little bit further. I said, "Well, wait a minute. It's not just my conversations that I use this guide, this template, this format. I use it because I'm a copywriter, and I've been a copywriter now for about 26 years in advertising, marketing, sales communications." And I realized the first draft of pretty much everything that I write, whether it's my a sales letter or whether it's my website home copy or whether homepage copy or whether it's a TV commercial or long brochure ad or long brochure copy, it doesn't matter what it is, I realized that I actually hit these four areas. And when I realized that, I said, "Holy cow, there's more to this than I realized. That there, if I could turn this into a product and really nail down what it is that I do, then I can actually teach it to other people, and it'll be eminently more valuable than what I was doing before." And that's what I did, and that's why I came up with the term sales telepathy. And here's another thing. Obviously, that was about 4 years ago that I did that, 4 or 5 years ago. I can't remember exactly when. But in the last year, I've been using this so much and teaching it to other people, and they've been absolutely loving it. And I've been learning, the more I teach it, the deeper I get with it. And just last month, I totally revised it. So what we're doing on August the 5th, is a totally updated version of it. I've added a couple more components. You know, the thing is, when something is subconscious, most people will put it down and miss out the important bits.
Yep.
Because it's subconscious. It's very hard to tap into our own, I mean, this is what we do in the Essential Message, right? Tap into our own subconscious, our own patterns that we do without even thinking about them. And that's what makes us so good at what we do. But it also makes it very difficult to understand what we do. But as a result of my teaching it, I've learned more and more. In fact, I realized, holy cow, I'm missing a really key element. And the thing, people were loving it. People were getting great results even without this. But now it's even better. And so there's another element that I really like that I added, and I call it the secret sauce. And I say it's a secret sauce because it was secret even to me. Didn't realize it.
What's fascinating to me is that it's a subconscious process for you to find what it is that, you know, you were thinking in your own brain. So you're having to telepathically get into your own brain, and it helped you telepathically get into your client's brain so that you would know what they're thinking. So it's kind of like a two-way process in putting all this down and getting it out into the world.
You know, I was just going through some of the feedback that I got on this product, and I want to read you something. I want to show you, to demonstrate to everybody who's listening in right now or listening to the audio, just how powerful this process is. So let me read this. I don't want to give the name away, even though she signed her name and it's posted on the website and you'll find it. But this is somebody that I worked with in Texas. And so she wrote this to me. She said, "Michelle, I had a phone meeting with a new prospect in an hour with a very demanding senior executive. I had one shot to catch this person's attention, and I'd be out if I didn't masterfully guide the conversation from the very beginning. I used the sales telepathy process, a simple four-part process complete with powerful questions. The essential message approach helped me get to the heart of what is important to my new client in an incredibly fast and powerful way. It was magical to watch this prospect transform from skeptic to client in just one conversation. This client's aha moment was so powerful that he pulled into a rest area, I guess he was driving, so he pulled into a rest area on a busy highway so he could spend the next 30 minutes taking notes and mapping out next steps. He agreed to my five-figure fee on the spot with no haggling over terms and conditions. Definitely a first."
Wow. So just by her using the process of this sales telepathy four-part process, this person was able to have a sales conversation that wasn't even questioned, and it just went right into, "How much do I pay? Let's go."
Yeah, and that's exactly, and it didn't, but believe me, this is what people did, this is echoed by a lot of other people who do this process or learn this process with me. It doesn't feel like a sales pitch. It's just a conversation. The person doesn't feel manipulated. It's not a technique that is do this, do this, do this, do this, and bingo. It's something that really taps into your natural ability, your natural curiosity about the other person, and it just happens naturally, and that's what's so great about it.
And it's easy. It's simple. I mean, and just from, you know, the work that I've done with it, it's so simple. It's like you wouldn't think that it took that much to figure it out, but really we don't think about it and we don't put two and two together, and you have, and you put it down on paper, and we look at it. I looked at it the first time and went, "Oh, that's the way it's supposed to be." And it really is a conversation. It's so much more fun to have this kind of a conversation with somebody than it is to sell them on something.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so getting in the, being able to get into these people's brains via a phone call, a sales letter, or whichever way we're going, because we're going to cover both via in this workshop. But in getting into their brains, what is it about that is so important? I mean, I know for me, if you're getting into my brain, like your copywriter said, I feel like you know me, which in my mind and in my expertise means you're building a level of trust there that's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So why else is this important for people to be able to get into the brains of their potential clients?
Well, I think I touched on this at the very beginning when I was saying that a lot of people, they don't actually tell you what their real concerns are. They throw up other sales objections like, I don't have the usual one. I don't have the time, I don't have the money, all of that stuff, or I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
You know, there are all kinds of sales objections. But right. Once you do this, and it does take a little bit of practice, it's easy, but it still takes a little bit of practice
sure.
to do, you can solicit those things and probe for those things and make them comfortable for the people to bring them out and actually have a conversation about them. And, of course, when they're on the table, then they can say, "Oh, yeah, you know what, in comparison to what I get from working with you, this is a non-issue. And what you're telling me, what my real concerns are and how you're going to address them, you know, nobody buys something for the face value of what it promises."
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Nobody buys anything for the face value of what it promises. They're always buying it for another reason. And whether they might not be aware of it or they might be aware of it and they're not coming clean with you about what that is. And this conversation really brings it out. And that's the real persuasion power of this process, because that's what you want to talk about. You don't want to talk about non-issues.
You don't want to talk about the same standard, this is what you get, this is what you get, this is what you get, this is
what
you get.
Yeah, and that's what other sales techniques, and I hesitate to call this technique, but you know, I mean, to a certain extent it is. I start off the process. When I teach it, I go through all the different elements, and the reason why I go through all the different elements is because a template or a technique is only as good as your ability and willingness to change it up. The minute it smells, feels, and sounds like a hard, rigid technique, that alone is enough to scare the other person off. Because they sense that you're doing it to them, quote unquote. So I spend a fair bit of time on the theory behind it and how you adapt it and what you're really going after, so that, again, when the participants are literally working on their own business and crafting this, adapting this to their own needs, it's easier to do.
And as we're going through it, I mean, as you learn it, and it's being a conversation versus it being you say this, ask, you know, it's really in adapting it to who the person is holding the call, you get a personalized experience, which also allows people to say, okay, I want to work with you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'll give you another example. I recently came back from Orlando, where I was delivering this presentation for the National Speakers Association. So we're talking about speakers, very intelligent people. They've seen all the different things that are out there about how to sell, and some of them teach this stuff, right? And there's a woman who came up to me after my presentation. This is a copywriter, a communications professional, came up to me after my presentation, and she said, Michelle, thank you. You have just paid for my entire convention in one session.
Wow.
And I have to figure that, you know, here I am. I do the same thing that everybody else does. You know, I think that, oh, no, it's come so easily to me. It can't be of value to anybody else. But the feedback that I'm getting is that, as obvious as it is to me, it is until you put it out on the table, it's just, wow, this is fantastic. So that's the feedback that I get.
As it's so ingrained in who you are and what you do, which is what the essential message is all about, that you just don't think about, you know, the effect that it has. But obviously this woman at the convention got a lot out of this process that she's able to use. I mean, and I know I do too. I mean, it's sales conversations are so much easier because it's not a sales conversation. It's just
right.
Me talking to somebody on the phone.
Well, I'll give you a bit more insight into what she was telling me, because it's not just how to write a sales letter. It's not just how to write homepage copy. Yes, it's all of those things and more, because once she said this and we were talking about different ways that we could use it, at the end of the presentation we're talking about different ways that we can use it. And I said to the audience, I said, you could use this as the basis for a white paper. If you want to do a survey of the industry that you cater to, the industry that you target, and you want to create a white paper based on challenges and best practices, this serves as your platform. And when I said that, her hands went up. Of course I noticed her. Our hands went up, and then when she came back to me at the end of the presentation, she said, you know, now I know exactly how to structure the white paper. I'm doing a survey using SurveyMonkey, and now I know what questions to put in there, and it's just my work. I was struggling with this. She said, we've been struggling with this for months, and she said, all of a sudden, just became clear.
So not only is this going to give you that sales letter and the conversation and all that, but it's also a basis for other marketing materials and other marketing processes that you have in your business.
Absolutely. It's a basis for the way that you communicate, regardless of what medium you use, the way that you communicate, and it's a little bit more than that too, because once you start doing this, you start actually deepening your understanding of your own area of expertise. This is what, you know, in the consultant, certified consultant discussion forum that we have as part of the bullpen, you know, you've been following that conversation about be a thought leader.
Mm.
This actually helps you hone in on what area of thought leadership you own, and it deepens your own understanding of it, which is exactly what you want to do, always.
Well, yeah, the more you understand it, the easier it is to communicate it.
Correct.
So we're going to get all this great information. We're going to give all this great stuff away in the workshop. So who is going to be most likely to, who's going to get the most out of this workshop?
I have given this presentation in companies. You know, think about it. Okay, let me start over. It's very simple. If you are ever in a sales situation, you will get huge value out of this virtual workshop. Now, ask yourself, who is ever in a sales situation? Well, you know, in deciding whether to go to this, I'm doing a weekend workshop with my wife on West Coast swing dancing. Well, that was a bit of a sales situation. In my own business, when I write my client letters, when I write proposals, and that's clearly, so independent professionals, small businesses, sales situations. Also, in larger corporations, managers have to sell ideas, or people coming up with the ideas have to sell proposals and suggestions to upper management or to other people on their team or people in other teams to collaborate with them. That is a sales situation. I mean, you've heard, hopefully people have heard this before, but we all do sales, whether we think we do or not. And so this gets you into a habit of structuring any conversation that you're having with anybody in which there's an element of persuasion. And I hesitate to use that word because I don't like to think that we actually persuade people against their will. But if we elicit the right triggers,
mm-hmm.
That's a form of persuasion, but it's not persuasion against their will. It's they want to do it. They want to do it.
Sure.
So I really believe everybody on this call, anybody listening to the audio after this call, will get a huge amount of value out of this workshop. It just helps with your communication regardless of what it is.
It's interesting that you say just about everything as a sales, you know, is in sales, because just the other day we listed our house for sale, but I was just talking to a neighbor who happens to be a realtor, and I didn't sell my house. I just said, we are up for sale. Bring on, you know, you can come in and take a look if you would like, and I offered it for free. You know, come on in. Don't have to schedule an appointment, because everybody else has to schedule an appointment. But it was like I didn't really have to sell it, but I gave the opportunity. And I think that's what this whole sales telepathy is about, is you present an opportunity, you help them understand what that opportunity is, and then in the end, they already know that it's an opportunity they need to take advantage of.
Right. So exactly it. We're not trying to get them to do something against their will. What we do with this process is we elicit the needs they already have, that they want to fill, that they want to do something about, and explain how this links to those things.
And it's much better to figure out, you know, what their needs are and speak to that than say, okay, you're going to get this and the kitchen sink.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Kristen, stop me if I start going into the actual workshop. It's going to be very difficult for me to describe it without giving
people
the actual pieces. And I don't want to do that. I want to save that when we have time to go over and explain them in detail and properly, and people have the opportunity to adapt it to their business. But I will tell you that as we go through the different sections, it touches on other aspects of the essential message. So, for example, and other aspects of the sales process. So, in the first section that we go over, not only does it tell you what kind of things we're looking for, but it also gives people a tool to disqualify clients who should not be their clients. Who, you know, how many times have we all, I've done it too, how many times we beat our head against, well, I said, I shouldn't be talking to these people. Oh my God, right. You know, why am I even talking to them? It's taking time and energy away from me being able to speak to people that I should be speaking to.
Right.
And so it also provides people with a tool to qualify and disqualify the right clients to work with. So that's one area. And I don't know if I'm jumping way far ahead, but as you know, because you've gone through the certification process, you know how important it is to speak in terms of challenges we solve. And there's a concept that I present called category challenges versus differentiating challenges. And that is a concept that, again, it's one of those things obvious to me, obvious to people once I describe it, but it's amazing how many people are trying to differentiate themselves by talking about category or generic challenges that they solve. Doesn't work. So we actually address that in one of the modules or in one of the sections of this workshop. We touch on a little bit of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, because that's part of it. And I don't pretend to be an NLP expert, but people have told me that, oh, Michelle, this is really like NLP. Have you ever studied NLP? I said, no, but I've been a copywriter for 26, 27 years. I've learned through the School of Hard Knocks what works and what doesn't work. And if you want to call it NLP, be my guest. I know what works. I mean, you know, what's NLP? I did a little bit of research into how NLP came into existence. And all they did was they just reverse engineered what works and what doesn't.
Right.
And I've done the same thing with the work that I've been doing as a copywriter. So if you keep working at this, it also forces you to identify the differentiating challenge that you solve. So it points, it's not the focus of this particular workshop, but it does help you go in that direction. So it's definitely
one crucial piece in the direction of differentiating yourself, because it
correct.
Helps you communicate
absolutely.
That differentiation to other people in a way that they can understand it and in a way that helps you understand who they are before you even get there.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is an amazing process to begin with. So I want to wrap this up because I do want to give people the opportunity to ask questions at the end here. Let's go into the workshop. It's called Sales Telepathy. We are holding it on August 5th at 1:00 in the afternoon. It's 3 hours long, and it is by video, so you get that personalized, we're going to work with you attention. We're going to be looking for, are you getting it? Are you not? Are you excited about it? Great aha moments. So, Michelle, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can register for
okay.
that, and anything else you want to say about the workshop coming up August 5th.
Okay. One thing I want to clarify. You said 1 p.m. It's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
So, obviously, it depends about where people are. People can register if they go to www.essentialmessage.com. www.essentialmessage.com, and I believe there's a link to it also on your site. So do you want to give people your URL?
You can go to coachesmarketingsource.com/essentialmessage.html.
Okay. If people want to go to the Essential Message website, under events, so there's a top tab, a top navigation tab called events, and the first item under that, the first item in the drop-down, is Sales Telepathy Web Video Workshop. Sales Telepathy Web Video Workshop. So if you click on that, up comes a page, there's a register button. You could read the blurb if you want, or you could click on register, go directly, you know, to wherever. And at the bottom of the page, it takes you to, and you'll see another register button, and then that takes you into the one shopping cart. Now, I should mention that there's an early bird fee,
mm-hmm.
and normally it's priced at $347, and if people want to wait till after the early bird fee, that's fine with me. I'm sure it's fine with you, Kristen.
Perfect,
if they want to take advantage of the early bird fee, then they would have to register before the end of July 24th.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, okay? Before midnight on Eastern time on July 24th. And then it's just save $50 and it becomes $297. Now, two more things that I want to add. There might be some people who are already in the Essential Message bullpen, and if they join, and if they've been in the bullpen for 2 months or longer and are still in the bullpen, then they can sign up for this workshop and get an extra $100 off.
Woohoo!
So, yes, $100. All they need to do is put in, click on register. The normal price goes up, but there's a coupon code. And in the coupon code, if they put in bullpen telepathy, all one word, no spaces, bullpen telepathy, the price magically drops to $197 instead of $297 if they go for the early bird, and $247 instead of $347 if they're beyond the early bird. So it's a significant savings. As you know, we're always trying to reward the members of the bullpen for being in the bullpen. They all, they have a little bit of a head start because they're comfortable with many of the concepts that we talk about. So that's why we do that. The other thing is, if you are not in the bullpen yet, there's an extra bonus, and the bonus is that just by registering for this virtual workshop, you get 30 days free in the bullpen. So that's like getting an extra $50 savings on top of what you're already getting for the early bird, or not, depending on when you join in. So I think it's pretty compelling, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to working with you directly, Kristen, on this, as you as my co-host. So this will be great.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be extremely valuable for anybody who joins in, and not just because of the information we're presenting, but because of the very personalized video attention that we're going to be able to give to everybody who comes to the workshop. It's not about just coming in and getting some information and leaving. It's about coming in, getting information, putting it into practice before you leave the workshop. It's really about knowing exactly what you're going to do and getting that personalized help. So
absolutely,
I'm really excited about that.
Cool.
So don't forget, tomorrow at midnight ends the early bird special. Go to essentialmessage.com, and like Michelle said, you want to click on events and the Sales Telepathy Web Video Workshop in order to register. And thank you, Michelle, for spending some time here to introduce us to the Sales Telepathy Workshop. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And, of course, we're going to send out the recording at the end, and if anybody has any questions, they can just hit reply on the email that comes out and ask your questions via email. And we look forward to having everybody in the workshop on August 5th at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Cool. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kristen.